Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. This is the calm before the song that the Dutch talked about. Coming up, Mons returns, everybody gets a green screen, and Mr. Ryder goes to Rotterdam. Maybe. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to another Insight News pod from myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESE Insight. All the songs have been submitted. Backup tapes are being recorded. Rehearsals are going on. A little bit of PR as well. But this is, as I said there, the calm before the storm. It's a little nod toward the common limits there. As the news kind of calms down for a couple of weeks before lifting up. Of course, while you're waiting for the news, you have Jukebox Jury as well, as we review all the songs from this year's contest. That's coming up on your feeds and on your airwaves and all of that later on. But for right now, just remember the dates, as always, Tuesday the 18th, Thursday the 20th, and Saturday the 22nd of May. We're about 8 or 9 weeks out now, depending on how you count it, but there we go. We do know more details about the show, certainly the grand final. This week it was announced one of the interval acts, that place where once upon a time you had Riverdance, once upon a time before that you had the Wombles, and yeah, the Wombles. Those of you who did Eurovision again will remember the delights of the 1974 interval act from the BBC. But anyway, what we are getting from the Dutch broadcasters this year, one of the segments will be Rock the Roof, as Rotterdam will see six former Eurovision winners take to stages high in the sky to bring their Eurovision songs back to life. The big story for the host broadcasters, of course, the original lineup of Teaching will be reforming. They won Eurovision in 1975 with their song Ding a Dong. You'll also have the 1969 Dutch winner Leni Kerr with her song De Troubadour. Of course, 1969, there was a four-way tiebreak and nobody knew how to do the tiebreak, so four countries won it that year, but there we go. 1969 still counts as a win. Belgium's representative from 1986, Andrew Kim, will be performing, as will Greece's Helena Paparizou Ritsu from 2005, Lordi for Finland 2006, they're the ones that look like monsters, and Måns Zelmerlöw, who of course won for Sweden in 2015 and has been in what feels like every single interval act since then. As for the roofs, three of the roofs and key buildings around Rotterdam will be used. There's the Massillo Club venue, the Hotel New York, and the legendary Boymans van Boyngen Depot Museum. As well as the interval act, we've also had more filming on the postcards, those little bits that sing, that show up in between the songs. Traditionally, they're great, they allow you to showcase the nation, but they also allow the techies to re-rig the stage for the next act. You've got 45 seconds, you've got to get props off, props on, microphone set, all of that and more. Postcards there. And the postcards, of course, themselves first aired by the Dutch in the 1970 contest. So literally the postcards are coming home. And to represent that, I suspect, no, I've just built a horrible tangent. Lots of little houses will make up the postcards issue, with little houses built around the Netherlands. And the performers from the various countries, well, they're going to be filming a little bit in front of green screen technology, so they can be special FX into these little houses, so they can introduce themselves in the live show come May. Also being recorded by those performers are their live-to-tape recordings. These are the backup performances that will be used in the event of something preventing the contest going ahead as you would normally expect on May the 22nd. Now, obviously, there will be restrictions. The whole idea of an all-up Eurovision scenario A is not available anymore. That's been taken off the cards. We still have scenarios B, C, and D. Scenario B is most of the performers will be there in Rotterdam, but much smaller delegations and very strict social distancing. Scenario C means some of them will be in Rotterdam and some of them will use their backup tape previously recorded. In scenario D, is everybody stays at home and will just run it off the VT. So everybody has to get a tape recorded and submitted to the EBU by March the 25th. Recorded this week, or at least letting us know publicly they've recorded this week is Italy's Maneskin. They've recorded in REI's Milan studio. Romania's Roxanne has been recording in Bucharest. Serbia's and their group Hurricane have been recording in Belgrade. And of course, we've had a number of countries go over to the facilities provided both by Lithuania, Germany filmed there as well as Lithuania, and in Bulgaria with facilities in Sofia being used by, naturally, the Bulgarian broadcaster, but also Cyprus, Greece, Malta, and Moldova. Of course, all the songs are submitted, so we don't have any results to give you here. They've all been done. But we do have a slight tweak to the Israeli entry that's worth drawing attention to. Eden Alain's Set Me Free was announced as the winner in January following a number of online polls at the end of 2020. The team at Broadcaster Cannes has taken on all the feedback from that January release and been busy working on a revamp of the song. That was released this week along with the official video to a lot of cheers and big thumbs up online. That official video, all of the official videos, are available at the official YouTube Eurovision channel. That's youtube.com/Eurovision. And thankfully, I'm not playing just a minute because I suspect there was quite a lot of repetition in there. Okay, what have we got country news-wise? We've got a little bit here to go through. Croatia. Broadcaster HRT has signed a multi-year deal with the city of Opteja to host Dora, the Croatian national selection. Assuming Croatia continues to enter the Eurovision Song Contest, it looks like there's going to be a selection show for the next few years. As mentioned, Israel has done the revamp of the 2021 song, but they're also putting plans in place for 2022. The public broadcaster Cannes has published a tender document asking for private broadcasters to pitch for the 2022 national final, as well as filming the promotional videos, other materials for the contest, financing the Eurovision delegation for 20 members to on the ground to whoever wins the song contest and hosts next year. Yep, there's a lot of cost there involved, but of course you also have the upside of advertising and other revenue streams to balance that out. North Macedonia, and following a review by the broadcaster MRT, it has been confirmed that Vasa will continue to represent the country at the song contest this year, and the song remains Here I Stand. Vasil posted the news on Twitter himself, thanking the community for its love, support and positive energy before signing off with Here We Stand. Russia. Singer Maniza has opened up regarding the online hate she has been receiving from some quarters because of her support of women's rights and the LGBT community. She's also shared the many messages of love and support from the community as well. She will be singing Russian Woman for Russia at this year's contest. And finally, San Marino, who of course played a blinder in getting Flo Rida to join Senate on their song for 2021. It's certainly cunning through. Ellie Chalkley here from Yacinta has spotted mentions of Flo Rida at Eurovision appearing on football podcasts. So yep, there's cut through, there's momentum. That may well build up and give San Marino their best result yet. And of course, Mr. Rida is looking to appear on stage at the song contest. He certainly has an invite. He certainly is keen and would like to do it. But as we know, this year is a year where anything can happen and can change at the last minute. We all await with keen interest to see where Mr. Ryder will feature in San Marino's actual competitive 3 minutes. Okay, what have we got bundling around the websites and audios this week? Well, Jukebox Theory continues. New episodes coming out on Monday. Comments are always welcome because I'm pretty sure you won't agree with every single opinion of myself and the two judges every single week. Podcast Radio, www.thepodcastradio.co.uk. 3 p.m. every Saturday, you get the news. 8 p.m. you will get a special edition of Jukebox Jury. It's on the radio, so we can play the full 3 minutes of the song. So you have a lovely hour's experience of Eurovision chat and music there. Europe's Heartbeat, one last episode of new releases and chart hits from across Europe before that switches over into Eurovision preview mode. 11 a.m. every Saturday at radio6.com. You can listen to that online and of course stream back from Europe's Heartbeat as well. We have another date for your diary just ahead of the Oscars. Eurovision Spain has announced it will be holding its pre-party this year. as with 2020, it's going to be an online-only affair. Block out April the 24th in your diary. We're awaiting confirmation on the performers over the next few weeks. We'll keep you up to date with that news when it comes in and any of the other news here on the Insight News podcast. From myself, Ewan Spence, and the team at ESC Insight. As we said, it's quite a calm week. It's going to build up in intensity by the time we get to the end of May. Stay safe. Be kind out there. Ta-ra for now. Cue the guitars. This week's ESC Insight News podcast was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by the team at ESC Insight. Find out more at www.escinsight.com and support us at patreon.com/ESC Insight.